Five B2B sales tips for introverts. You're an introvert, you want to learn how to sell? I've got that for you on today's episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi there, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and I am an introvert. Yes, that's right, believe it or not, I'm an introvert, and I can help you even if you don't like connecting with people. Now, let me explain what I mean when I say I'm an introvert. I have been tested, and under all the different personality tests, it always comes out that I'm an introvert. Now, I don't mind getting up in front of groups of people and speaking. I don't mind teaching audiences. I don't mind delivering information in videos or on podcasts. But if you put me in a social setting one-on-one with someone, I'm very uncomfortable. I am completely introverted, and I feel very self-conscious when I have to sit across the table from someone I've never met before and establish a relationship. So you may be wondering, well, then Dave, how have you done all the things that you say you've done over the years? You built a $250 million annual revenue business. You've carried a book of business of over $20 million in sales. How do you do this? Well, I'll tell you a story. When I first started in sales, it was very difficult for me to initiate relationship. But I found out very quickly that if I got in front of a room full of people and educated them, the people who came up to me after that education session made it easy for me to talk to them because they started asking me questions. And I love to answer questions. I love to help people. So our focus for you as an introvert in B2B sales is all about making you feel comfortable in an environment that allows you to succeed in sales. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. In fact, here are the five things I'm going to share with you right now. First, I'm going to talk to you about educating using a format like the video format that I use on YouTube. The second thing is I'm going to show you my method for connecting with high-level executives in companies using a podcast. The third thing I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about community and how you can leverage the power of community to play to your strengths and not handle your weaknesses as an introvert, not exacerbate your weaknesses, but support them. The fourth thing is we're going to talk about relationships and how relationships can help introverts be successful. And then the fifth thing, strategic alliance partnerships. These are your best friend if you're an introvert and you're in sales. Now, at the end of our time together today, I'm going to share a secret with you that it took me probably 20 years to discover, and I've been using it for the last 10 years. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay with me till the end of our time together. All right, let's jump in right now and talk about the first part of B2B sales tips for introverts. The first thing is educating using YouTube. Sharing valuable information on video is great. I mean, right now, you and I are having a conversation. I'm coming right into your phone, right into your laptop, right into your computer. I'm here with you in your office or with you on the go. And how am I doing that? Well, I'm doing it through the magic of personal video on YouTube. You and I will share a number of these videos together and we'll have a relationship and maybe you'll reach out to me for help. At that time, I'll feel great about helping you even though I'm an introvert because I'll feel like I've delivered something of value to you in the videos and I'll feel like we have a relationship because we do. Sharing valuable information on video, especially in YouTube, is today's way of developing relationships on an individual basis with thousands of people. Take a look right now. If you're watching me on YouTube, take a look down now at the number of people who've watched this video. If you're catching this video early on after it's been released, there may be 15, 20, or 30 people who've watched it. If you're watching this video years from now, it may be 1,500 or hopefully even 15,000 people who've seen this video. Each one of those people, each one of you, believes that we have a relationship because we do. I'm creating this content for you. I've educated you in this setting. And when you reach out to me, when you call me, you're going to say, hey, I watched all your videos. Thank you so much for everything you've done. That will make me comfortable. You can create the same thing in your world. Start making educational videos and posting them on YouTube and watch what happens over time. If your information is valuable and if you deliver it in a polished and easy to consume way, people will believe they have a relationship with you, and that will make you, as an introvert, more comfortable with the sales process. Okay, the second thing I want you to do is connect with people via podcast interviews. I do this all the time. I reach out to senior leaders in large companies and organizations, and I offer to interview them for my podcast, and I prepare thoroughly for the interviews. Now, why do I do this? Well, I feel like when I'm in that setting, in a media setting, I feel like I'm doing work, and the relationship I have with these people is different because I prepare in advance thoroughly. I do huge amounts of research to make sure that I ask the best possible questions. This makes me comfortable as an introvert, and because these interviews are done on audio, I don't feel self-conscious. Now, how does this help sales? Well, after I do the interview, it's edited, and then I send a copy to the person that I interviewed, and I follow up with them, and I say, listen, you mentioned during the show that you had these three problems. My company has a solution for all three. Can we get together and talk about how I might be able to help you? It's an easy sales process because I already have a relationship with the person, and I've already delivered value to them in the form of the exposure that they get during the interview. Connecting via a podcast interview is fantastic for introverts who are part of sales. The third thing I want you to do is I want you to develop your own community. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, Dave, I don't want to talk to people. I hate talking to people. How am I going to develop a community? Here's what I want you to do. Go on LinkedIn or go on Facebook and set up a group that will be your community. First, invite your friends, then invite your clients, then invite your referral sources, and then everyone you meet after that, invite them to join this community. Share your YouTube videos there. Share your audio podcasts there. Write some proprietary articles and upload them there. Ask questions of members of the community. Have those people share the answers to the questions. Have the members of your community share best practices and watch what happens. You're building this proprietary community, your own specific community. You can do it on LinkedIn. You can do it on Facebook. You can create your own website for this. Make it as easy as possible for you to access it. Eventually, you may even have an assistant manage it for you. But what happens is because this community is built around you, everyone there wants you to succeed. Everyone there will be familiar with you. And it's much easier for you to offer them services and products because they're a part of your community. As an introvert, that familiarity brings comfort, and you'll feel great about it. The fourth thing I want you to do is I want you to establish new relationships, but don't do it in a way that makes you uncomfortable. Use LinkedIn to reach out to people and offer them something for free. Like I offer people on LinkedIn all the time my revenue roadmap guide. I do it in my YouTube videos too. In fact, I'll offer it to you right now. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. That website will give you instant access to my proprietary system for building relationships and selling for introverts. My revenue roadmap guide is a step-by-step guide for introverts in sales. It will help you grow your business at a phenomenal pace, and you won't even be the least bit uncomfortable. So I just made an offer to you. I make this offer not only on my YouTube videos and on my podcast, but also on LinkedIn to people who I've never met before. Why do I do that? Because when I offer them this revenue roadmap guide, they immediately read it and come back to me and go, Dave, that information was so great. Thank you so much. And I respond with, you're welcome. What is it you do for work? And then I see that I can help them and I offer them some assistance in their business. Now, 10% of the people from that type of an offer on LinkedIn convert into clients. But it requires no discomfort on my part as an introvert because it's all done through LinkedIn. You can do this on Instagram. You can do it on Facebook. You can do it on TikTok. You can do it on YouTube. You can do this exact thing any in any form of social media or even regular media. And it's perfect for introverts because it doesn't take you out of your comfort zone in the least. All right, the fifth thing I want you to do as an introvert in sales is establish strategic alliance partnerships. Now, here's what you can do. You're creating all this content. You're creating videos. You're creating podcast episodes. You're writing articles. This is valuable content. Find other people who have the same target audience that you have. Find other people who have the same target clients that you have. Offer them your content for their audience. Offer to do in-person education events or webinars. You and the other person who you know really well. As an introvert, I find that if I'm working with someone as a partner, it's much easier for me to push myself and get out of my comfort zone. You can do the same thing with strategic alliance partnerships. All you need to do is target someone who has the same prospects that you're looking to attract, connect with that person, and when you do, offer to sell together jointly to that audience. You can provide the content, other people can do the outreach, or you can do the outreach together. Strategic alliance partnerships are an introvert's dream when it comes to B2B sales. All right, I promised you a secret, and I'm grateful that you stuck with me to the end of today's show. I'm going to share with you right now the secret to B2B sales for introverts. That secret is leveraging your strengths and allowing others to support areas where you have discomfort. I told you that I enjoy speaking to large groups. I enjoy getting up in front of audiences and delivering valuable information. I don't like the one-on-one follow-up afterwards. So here's what I do. When I go to a large venue to speak, let's say 500 people or more, and let's say there's a book signing as well, I'm signing one of my books in the back of the room afterwards, I know people are going to come up to me and they're going to want to talk to me one-on-one. And because of the nature of my speech, they're going to feel like they have a relationship with me. So it's not as uncomfortable as going into a room full of strangers, but there's still some discomfort that I experience. So what I do is I bring someone with me, someone from my team, and I have them stand at the table where I'm going to be signing the books. And in the back of the room, when people make a line, the person hands them the book, and I sign the book. The person I'm working with hands them the book, and they walk that person to the end of the table. I share a couple of pieces of information with them. I may answer a question or two. We may take a picture, take a selfie on their phone. And then the person is escorted away by the person that I work with. And I move on to the next person. Always having this buffer to help me leverage my strengths in speaking and support my discomfort in the one-on-one is critical. And you can do that in every aspect of your business. If you don't like the one-on-one interaction, confine it to video conferences that end in 10 or 15 minutes. Supporting your strengths and supplementing where you have discomfort is the key to success when it comes to business and sales. But in B2B sales for introverts, leveraging your strengths and supporting your discomfort will make you not only successful, but it'll help you thrive. If you want more great B2B sales videos just like this, I need you to scroll down right now. Click on that playlist right below. There's dozens of B2B sales videos. I can't wait to see you in our next video.